This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior. Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Thursday, as we go into our third hour, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. If you look at the history of modern gun control, which I mark that when Pete Shield founded Handgun Control Incorporated, there was a time when they really didn't feel a need to camouflage what they were. The goals of two organizations, the National Coalition to Ban Handguns and Handgun Control Incorporated, were pretty clear by their names. But they have evolved, and they have adapted. And now they're the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. They've discovered this need to mask what they're really after. And now it has to be very difficult for them to even operate. The polls, the trends, everything out there indicates that nobody wants more gun control. As a matter of fact, the push is beginning to rescind some of the gun control out there in some quarters. Now, another thing that they're doing is they're replacing the term gun control and they're replacing it with gun safety. Now, who can't be for gun safety, right? Who could be against that? The mayor's against illegal guns. They tout a name that could resonate, providing there isn't the overwhelming evidence to show what they really want is to expand what's declared illegal, including guns now owned and enjoyed by you and me. But they're out there saying they're against illegal guns, which is really a semantic mistake. Okay? A gun is nothing without intent. It's nothing without intent at all. It is an inanimate object in a box without intent. The mobs demand action. They are counting on the undecideds. And they're the ones they're trying to influence, which is something one of the things I dislike about the advocacies from the Second Amendment, people like myself, is that we don't get out there and seem to hit the undecideds, the low info voter. We do a very good job of mobilizing, you know, the Second Amendment advocates, you know, the constitutional citizens out there throughout the United States, but we haven't managed to reach the low info voter. And so you have organizations like the Moms Demand Action and the Brady Campaign and all these other things putting things out there Cell Block, I will have to address that. They're putting things out there and they inject words like common sense and safety into these things. And for the undecideds, that perks their ears up. And here's the problem with this. Just like law, if we pass a law, or when I say we, I'm wishful thinking, isn't it? When legislators pass a law, unless they put a sunset provision in it, it's never going to go away. It's never going to go away. There's still laws, and see, the minutia of law out there that's available for these guys to play with, some of that just needs to be culled away. The legal code is bloated. It is not streamlined. So, but back to the gun-grabbing groups. Now, one of the things they tried to do, and all this, by the way, is coming from the mind of David Kodria, a buddy of mine, who I like to have on the show from time to time. One of the things that David is very against, and the Democrats in the Senate wanted to put this forward, was the authorized journalist or the legitimate media. As if anybody that doesn't fall within their definition of what media should be is illegitimate. Legitimate media is committing malfeasance. The ones that they point out saying, well, these guys are legitimate media. Those guys are malfeasant in their job. They're not delivering news. They're delivering left-wing editorials. Which is fine if that's what they want to do. But when they get up there and say, all the news that's fit to print, or whatever they're saying, whatever their little motto is, they're lying. They're evolving. There have been other astroturf, and let me put something to you. Whenever you see an organization pop up, the ones that are out there right now, the Moms Demand Action, the Americans for Responsible Solutions, all these others, they are out there and they're trying to do what they want to do, but they're established. But how many get out there that try to establish themselves? Because you know what? There's money to be made in these 501c's. Running a nonprofit is a very profitable thing for whoever gets to run it, depending on how it's administered to. One prominent failure that was a gun-grabbing group is American Hunters and Shooters Association, which builds itself as a national grassroots organization committed to safe and responsible gun ownership, and a mainstream group looking to belong to an association that doesn't have a radical agenda. Well, let's deconstruct that. The founding member of this was John Rosenthal, also founder of the radically anti-gun Stop Handgun Violence. And he was left free to posture as a voice for gun owners while pushing for increased restrictions and endorsing Barack Obama. This is like some of these organizations get out there and say, well, 90% of gun owners back it. Interestingly, they were making claims of having 25,000 paying members. Turned out to be 150. That website was taken down in 2010, and its president, former football player Ray Shankey, admitted they disbanded because of lack of membership. Then there was the American Rifle and Pistol Association. A lot of gun owners took a look at this in 2013 and branded this a false flag. Their website domain expired this past January, and they stopped updating their Facebook page in November of last year. But if you don't, you know, if you don't succeed, and this is where they excel, they never look at failure as failure. There's always somebody else to come up there. And then, you know, I've just named two or three of them that failed. Well, here comes Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly with the Americans for Responsible Solutions, promising common sense solutions to protect our communities from gun violence. Who out there isn't for a responsible for solution, a responsible solution, or is interested in seeing people not get hurt. I certainly am. But the difference is, I leave, you know, your personal safety is your personal responsibility. Anybody that's listening to me right this minute, wherever you are, if somebody were coming at you, I wish I could be there to help you out. Because I would. I'd help you out in a heartbeat. But it starts with you. We'll continue this when we get back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Talking about the evolution of gun control groups and the way they've they've gone from, in their early days, they were all about demanding. And now what they try to do is they try to semantically fool you. And in some cases, it does work with some people, but, you know, I try to combat that, as do a lot of people. And we've made it to the Americans for Responsible Solutions, Gabrielle Giffords and her husband, Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly is a former U.S. Navy aviator, and an astronaut. Real American hero, huh? And a self-proclaimed gun owner, to boot, although he does stage gun purchases in an attempt to demonstrate existing laws are insufficient. He's also one that demands that we need to end private sales, ban standard capacity magazines, restrict locations for lawful carry, and more. Clearly, what is needed is a group that doesn't carry such baggage, at least openly and conveniently. And there is one that is trying to rise. And they've enjoyed some publicity from, you know, such disinterested parties as Piers Morgan and the New York Times. And they call themselves Evolve Together Incorporated. And they represent themselves as the third voice in the gun debate. As if, you know, there's the antis, there's the pros, and there's Evolve. And that should be raising some red flags. The third wave movement has its roots in social democracy. In other words, they're talking about compromise, which means ceding to the left. The group claims to have been started around a kitchen table founded after Newtown by Rebecca and John Bond of Greenwich Village, a branding expert who worked as a marketing consultant and an advertising executive, respectively. They admit they knew nothing about guns. And so they took it upon them themselves to lecture the rest of us. And this is a familiar pattern that is repeating itself. The Million Mom March founder, Donna Dees Thomas's, presented herself as just a mom who got involved despite being a CBS publicist and the sister-in-law of a close friend and advisor to Hillary Clinton. Similarly, the stay-at-home mom, Shannon Watts of Moms Demand Action, had a 15-year career as a communications executive for both public relations agencies and Fortune 500 corporations. Brady campaign president Dan Gross was the youngest ever partner at the JWT advertising agency. Evolve's advertising agency is Saatchi & Saatchi. And that's a pretty big firm. That's a very big advertising firm. And Edward Saatchi, the son of the famed advertising family, was an ardent Obama volunteer. And he developed management software used by the Democratic National Committee. What's the problem with Evolve? They say they do not address legislative issues, but then go on to say they use the same tactics utilized by the Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. Now, notice that comparison. Instead of saying, the Mothers Against Drunk Drivers are considered to be a benevolent organization. They do stump for all kinds of enforcement legislation, however, and not to mention checkpoints. They do try to catch you in a snare. So that's not something that people know at first glance, the undecideds. And maybe the problem here is the message. Evolve's core campaign revolves around an ad where the founding fathers consider adding, as long as people aren't being dumb glutamus maximuses, to the text of the Second Amendment. Maybe it's because they devote so much of their effort showcasing negative examples of unsafe and criminal gun handling instead of providing qualified examples and lessons about safe and responsible gun ownership. Maybe it's because of the presumptuousness of people who know nothing about guns, lecturing the rest of us on their responsible use and handling. That goes a long way with me. And they have something called the code. A list of statements they ask gun owners to sign on to. Lists many things all gun owners can agree with, most of which are hardly original and are indeed common sense. They do leave out Jeff Cooper's four rules, for example. That's a big criticism. You should, Jeff Cooper's rules, if you don't know them, pick them up. Figure them out. Instead, they provide a one-size-fits-all admonition to keep unused guns locked away and unloaded. Which is something that those who anticipate a potential need for quick access may wish to determine for themselves. And for the educated minors they care for based on their own circumstance and training level. In order, there is no third voice, okay? There is no third voice in this. Because, like everything else, they're coming down on the side of the gun grip. They're saying to you, you don't know how to store your guns. They're saying, you need to sign this code. And knowing all of this, about the closest that the left comes to getting it anywhere near credible, and that's not for me to say that it's right. The Huffington Post has somebody they call Mike the Gun Guy. And he is a poster. He's known for penning such proclamations of trust in his customers and fellow gun owners as, I'm beginning to wonder whether we have any idea about what's at stake when we give civilians a walk around with a gun. This is their version of the pro-gun guy. This is their example of the pro-gun guy. Mike the Gun Guy, his name is Mike Weiser. He does have professional credentials and certificates. And he owns a gun shop. But he's not for you carrying it. The next time you hear somebody out there saying, you know, the Second Amendment doesn't protect AR-15s and AK-47s, remember this, point this out to them quickly as we go before we go to break. If the Second Amendment doesn't protect those, then the First Amendment doesn't protect media today. Because you know what? The Founding Fathers had no idea there was going to be a MacBook Pro. They had no idea there was going to be an Electro-Voice EV-20 microphone, or radio networks, or anything like that. They had no idea. That's just a little quick tidbit for you to throw out there at them. Of course, they're going to say, that's hate speech. You're a hater. And that's when you should smile at them and say, no, I'm a reader. I read the Constitution. Thank you very much. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Things my mind, it just can't believe it's so wasting away, rotting life so bittersweet.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There's a guy out there named Ken Buckler. He runs something called Caffeine Security. He's a cybersecurity company. And he started a little email trail with Armatix. And I had never considered what he brought up. He's acting, he's asking, what kind of interference is this RFID receiver and RFID transmitter watch? What bandwidth can interfere with this? And that's a valid question, especially in today's world. Now, if there were no mobile phones, you know, you can't even run your mobile phone in a plane when it's running, right? You can't, they're afraid you'll take down the plane. The modern airliner is susceptible to the iPhone. Well, what about this new gun with its new authenticating watch that you have to wear too. He also asked if there is a permanent kill switch which could be remotely triggered, which I also believe is a valid question. If they want these guns to even be remotely accepted, they're going to have to do something about reliability and dependability. Speaking of eye stuff, there was a, I think it was back in, is before 2010. Apple patented software to where you could, and law enforcement looked at it. They patented software where you could disable things like cameras on iPhones and iPads remotely within a certain grid. Now, what could be wrong with that? Yeah. Well, considering that it has been found to be lawful to film police officers and people get arrested for doing it anyway. I mean, isn't what's the line I hear? Hey, if you're doing nothing wrong, you got nothing to hide. Police officers. Let's just add that to the end of the sentence. If you're doing nothing wrong, you got nothing to hide. Police officers. Let's go to Damien in South Carolina. Yes, sir.
Bill, good morning. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope. Every day on my side of the grass is a good one.
Good. Listen, you brought up a great point earlier about the First Amendment and the media, but what I liked even more, and I've always thought, is when you brought up the mad mothers against drunk driving.
Yeah.
And how they run checkpoints trying to snare you and things like that. And maybe you're not drunk, but they pull you over for, you know, a DWI test, and then they try and look for other stuff in your vehicle. My question is this. If I commit a felony, I can't ever buy a gun again.
Right.
In some states, you can't vote.
Right.
However, if I commit a felony killing someone with a DWI, I can get a car when I get out of prison and drive around and have that same weapon that kills, what, 30-plus thousand people every year, conservatively?
Yes.
And yet in this country, you don't have near as many people getting killed with guns. So why is it if I commit a felony, I can't ever get a gun again, but if I commit a felony like DWI or something like that, you know, the laws, as the people in Texas Law Shield say, the laws we need today were made over 100 years ago, right? If you kill someone, you kill someone. That's it. It doesn't matter if you use a paperclip or if you use a 50 cal Browning, you know, machine gun or whatever it is. When literally, if you maliciously kill someone, okay, you should have little to no rights when you get. You should have a right to get a job so you can make some money and feed yourself and put a roof over your head.
Right.
But, you know, you as a member of society, I mean, I don't care if you've asked Jesus for forgiveness or whatever it is, you're a liability. So when society says, you know, like these, you know, hug people, understanding, you know, trying to be the third voice of gun control or gun issues, and, you know, people want to sink them with, you know, benevolency like MAD or whatever else, maybe Mothers Against Drugs too or whatever.
Yeah.
There is such stark, you know, difference between, you know, how people view people with guns versus, oh, he had a bad childhood and he's an alcoholic and, you know, you shouldn't, you know, punish the guy for life and tell him he can't drive anymore, you know, because he killed a whole family of people in a car accident because he was drunk one night because his father or mother didn't love him growing up. But if you go out with a gun and do the same thing, it's like, oh my gosh, this guy can never buy a gun again, you know?
See, one thing that you point out is, you know, a lot of times they want to get out there and say, we should regulate guns the way we regulate cars. And you just pointed out a really good reason where it would backfire on them, because you kill somebody with a car, well, as soon as if you do your time or get over your license suspension or something else and you buy the insurance, you can buy a car.
Right.
And if you use the car only on your private property, you don't even have to register it or insure it.
Right.
And how many of your guns ever make it off your private property on any given day, Damien?
I don't know if I've ever known one to get out of its initial place of being put since the last time I touched it. But I could be wrong. I mean, when I'm at work, they could be at home walking all over the house, loading and unloading themselves.
That's why they're so dangerous. That's why they're so dangerous. You don't know what the gnomes come out and take possession of them. That's why they're the size they are. They're perfect.
I'm picking up on your sarcasm.
You know, they constantly point out all this stuff, and they don't realize what they're saying half the time. They don't realize what sometimes I wish they did regulate them like they do cars. I do. It wouldn't be as good as they think it would.
Well, it's funny because, like, you know, the founding fathers, I mean, do you think kids had to go take a class on how to ride a horse before they were allowed to go horseback riding or use it as a means of transportation.
No, not at all. I mean, as the country, as technology has taken us, and as man has begun to think in more abstract terms and get more ideological beyond the very basic, you know, I think of the founding fathers as guys that probably had two courses on their plate, you know, meat, potatoes.
Right.
And nowadays we've got to have something that, you know, has texture. The people that think so much, they got to have food that has texture, and it has to have crunch, it has to have succulent, it has to have sweet, it has to be pleasing to the eye. We've gotten so complicated that too many people overthink things, and then they overthink things they know nothing about in most cases, and then they want to lecture you and I, who don't really own guns, that walk around when we're not at home with them,
right,
and know exactly what they're capable of, and we respect them as what they are, as tools. And, you know, we have, you know, I don't ever, I've got a variable speed cordless drill that I never come close to accidentally drilling my own eye out with. That's because I never put a bit in it and turn it on and aim it at my eye.
Right.
So, like every tool, you know, I don't know how to handle that particular class of tools, but I had something I was going to ask you, and I lost it completely. Oh, yeah. I wanted to, since you're a South Carolinian, I wanted to throw my latest tack that I'm going to throw at the General Assembly just to see what they say. Most of the people in the General Assembly don't want open carry in South Carolina, right? Well, but they like to reference the last 140 years of law in South Carolina. And 140 years ago, it was the concealed carriers that were considered to be the ones to fear, the sneaky ones, the ones up to no good. And the open carriers were just accepted as part of a good part of society.
Right, you have nothing to hide.
Nothing to hide. If you're doing nothing wrong, you got nothing to hide, right? So,
wouldn't
that's
open
not
going to
get me very far, but I just want to do it just to make them squirm a little bit.
Wouldn't open carry make it easier for law enforcement, too? Because if you have concealed carry, every person who walks around is a potential threat. But if everybody's walking around with a gun on their hip, then it's the great equalizer. So you know, I mean, and you're going to see them go for the gun. So your job as a cop is so much easier because all you got to do is what they teach you anyways. Is watch the hands.
Watch the hands.
The hands
that's
will
right.
tell you. So
that's
if you
right.
watch the hands, as long as it's not going near that pistol on their hip, you know, and you as an open carry, not you, but as an individual, if you're open carry, you better be smart enough to know that you don't put that hand near that gun unless you know you're drawing it to defend yourself. We had a case in Lake City here this week and in Florence where two people, in each occasion, two guys broke into a house in Lake City, shot and stabbed two people, didn't kill them, but they're in critical condition in the hospital. And, you know, the father, who was an elderly man, he had a gun, but he couldn't get to it in time.
Can you hang on to the break, Damien?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hang on for me.
Yep.
What's happening in South Carolina weighs so heavily on my mind. The basic point is, in South Carolina, you're only a legitimate gun carrier if you carry concealed, which is the same way the criminals are carrying. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
From Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. As we get ready to go away on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Didn't want to cut you off in midstream there, Damien. You go ahead and finish making your point there, please, sir.
So basically what you have here is you have a situation in the state where you're only allowed, even though it's a supposedly rated as a gun-friendly state, you only have a right to truly be free with your guns in the state if you get a letter from the king, which in this case is SLED. And you have these situations where if people can only carry, like, inconveniently by having to conceal it out in society and they have to go through the trouble of the CWP, we're creatures of habit, you know, human beings. So then what happens is, unless you're just more of the mindset of people, I would say, like me or you or what have you, where you're always carrying, so to speak, regardless, you get in the habit of saying, well, you know, you don't have it on you. So then even if it's in your bedroom, but you go to answer the door and two guys jump you coming in, yeah, you had guns and you were armed and whatnot, but you weren't armed at the moment because of that mentality. Whereas if we could wear them on the hip, we would all just walk around with a gun on our hip. And then
I do that anyway.
Right, but most people don't, because most people are law-abiding citizens, and they don't want to be like, oh, I forgot to take it off my hip when I stepped outside, freaked out the neighbors, and now I'm in jail, and I don't have Texas Law Shield to help me out, you know? Because they've got so many people that are scared or worried about doing stuff, and, you know, rather they're worried about being judged by 12 versus carried by 6. It's almost like they'd rather be carried by 6 than judged by 12, because they don't want to, you know, lose their house and all that, but they don't understand that when they get a bullet in their head, because someone breaks in and kills them, that they're going to lose it anyways.
Well, I carry a gun everywhere I go. I've got one right here beside me. If I'm not wearing it, I am carrying it in hand, which I think is better than wearing it.
Yes.
I literally carry it everywhere I go, including the restroom. I carry it to go check the mail. I carry it to go get something out of the car. I carry it to the dinner table. I carry it everywhere I go. No eyebrows are raised.
Mm-hmm.
And that's simply because I believe if there's ever a home invasion here in my home is not that big, and it's open concept. So if somebody comes in about 3 seconds, they're about in my grill. And that's why I intend to stop it about 1.5 seconds in.
Right.
And I can't do that if I have to go to the biometric safe and use my palm print to get the gun and have it slide open nice and quiet.
Right.
Now you're armed. That's just not going to happen. So, you know.
But it is interesting that group that you said, they're the third.
They're characterizing themselves as the third voice, which to me is very presumptuous.
And they're based out of Connecticut. So,
yes.
I mean, and having been from Vermont, knowing Connecticut and all that, I mean, it's very. It's curious that, you know, that Sandy Hook has been the impetus for all these things that have come about in the last, 13, 14 months that are just very anti-gun or virulent against gun ownership. So
the other thing that I find curious about them is just their name, Evolve, as if somehow or other they are more reasoned, more intelligent. And it's sort of to me, yes, I do, Grit. It seems to me that they're sort of characterizing me as a caveman. You know, I've got my gun, and instead of me going, Bill have club, I'm going, Bill have gun. And, you know, and that's fine. They can call themselves whatever they want. I think they've, you know, been pretty much deconstructed like some of the others. I think based on statistics that I see, for every one that manages to make it, there's about 5 or 6 that fail.
All right. Well, have a great day.
Thank you, Damien. Stay safe. When I was talking about the Armatix pistol, this writer, he got stonewalled by Armatix. His name is Ken Buckler. He wanted to know in which operational band it worked. Well, guess what? You can find that out through the FCC, because they had to clear this with the FCC. The main frequency that it operates on is 916.35 megahertz. Although it also operates in 5.3, 32.7, 684. But the main frequency is 916.35 megahertz. So, guess what can happen? Somebody who wants to stop that signal can broadcast white noise over 916.35 megahertz. Or you could just use a VTEC T2415 wireless telephone, which also happens to transmit on the same frequency. And if you just happen to own a phone which uses that frequency, which I'm pretty sure that VTEC is not the only one, hope that you don't need to dial 911 while you're using the Armatix Smart System IP1 to defend yourself with your 10 rounds of 22. It might not fire due to interference from the phone. Armatix would not answer Mr. Buckler's inquiries because they're invoking something called, how is it that he puts it? Security through obscurity. If nobody knows, then nobody will be able to take advantage of it. Which is interesting. It doesn't help their selling point whatsoever. 9.16 × 0.35. And guess what? If you and I know that if you can get some sort of jammer to broadcast white noise, or just the regular wireless phone made by VTech, don't you think if they don't have a kill switch, they might have radio jamming devices? It's a smartphone. It's smart because, well, actually, it's not very smart. If you buy one and use it as your primary weapon of self-defense, somebody can render it incapable without even being in front of you. Or they can just call your house and you can answer the phone. Yeah, the FCC does know that. Yes, they do. Coming out of Missouri. Missouri is constantly, they're like a ping pong game. The ball's constantly getting swatted from one side of the net to the other. On one hand, they're getting ready to nullify all federal gun law. And then we get this from Democratic State Representative Randy Dunn of Kansas City. He wants people in Missouri to not stand your ground. He wants them to run away. This is the proposed change that he's putting out there. He wants stand your ground that gives gun owners the right to use deadly force against an intruder. And and he points out it has nothing to do with anything that's happened in Missouri. He says recent high-profile cases across the country where deadly force was used and could have been avoided prompted him to propose a change to Missouri law. And then, of course, where do they go? They go to Zimmerman. How could that have been avoided? How do you avoid defending yourself against a guy sitting on your chest? No matter how young and precocious he might have been. His proposal would require someone to attempt to retreat if possible, justify that they had no other choice if deadly force is used, and disallow automatic immunity from civil lawsuits if deadly force is used. So in other words, you out there, the regular citizen, that isn't bothering anybody, guess what? You're the problem. We got to do something about these criminals and their inability to sue in a civil suit if you kill them. Now, as you might imagine, the gun owners in Missouri are going sort of wild about this. Of course, New York State has a duty to retreat law. Fact of the matter is, everybody can't retreat. Having the duty to retreat if you're in a wheelchair, what is that saying? Or on crutches? Or you got small children? Or maybe you're not in crutches or a wheelchair, but you're just old? You're not going to get a head start. Somebody comes kicking in your door. They deserve to gain a little bit of weight due to lead poisoning, or however you want to put it. I know that's harsh. Don't care. Anyway, keep this in mind. Keep it close. It'll keep you warm. It's never been about gun control, folks. It ever, ever, ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.